there's a lot of interest right now with regards to COVID vaccination. And I, for one, am very excited that, in fact, we've now got a licensed vaccine approved by Health Canada last Wednesday, with the arrival of one of the vaccines produced by Pfizer, and a commencement of vaccination in Toronto and Ottawa yesterday, which is just incredible news, an incredible achievement to have been able to create a highly effective vaccine with a safe profile in less than a year after the onset of a pandemic with a new organism. It's truly remarkable, and it is in fact going to be the way that we can bring this pandemic under control and get ourselves to the point where we have more normal lives. So it is a great responsibility for public health and for the healthcare system to be able to deliver this vaccine. The province and the country is receiving limited quantities to begin with, and we do anticipate that more vaccines will be approved by Health Canada and a greater supply will become available going forward. Nationally and provincially, they've put forward plans with phases as to how this is to be done. And the big picture would be that we would be busy doing this, providing vaccination for most of next year, so probably into the fall of next year, providing vaccination, and that we would be targeting ultimately getting coverage of 70% of the population in order to break the chain of transmission and have this brought under control and be able to lead more normal lives. But at the very beginning, it will come in a limited quantity, and it will have to be targeted to high-risk individuals in accordance with national and provincial direction as to who they would be. Each locale is going to have to work out the details of how they're going to deliver this vaccine. So here in Simcoe Muskoka, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is working in partnership with RVH in order to deliver this vaccine. We don't know for sure exactly when we will start getting vaccine. It's possible that it could be as early as next week. We shall see. But as I said, when it first comes in, it's going to be limited quantities. And the Pfizer vaccine is such that it's technically demanding to work with. And so we'd be limited to where we could administer that vaccine. So we would be very much focusing at the very beginning on healthcare workers, particularly those that provide care to individuals in long-term care facilities and retirement homes and other congregate settings for senior citizens, given that that's a population that has had by far the greatest mortality and serious complications from COVID-19. And that we would also, as early as we can, start to vaccinate the residents of those facilities as well to protect them.